فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Welcome to I Have a Question, and the question is from someone that works as a cashier in the local bank. Is it permissible to work such a job? And of course, when we talk about a bank in general, it means bank that uses usury or interest. And as we know that this is something that is forbidden in Islam. The wisdom behind that is so great, but it's enough for us to know that this is the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see the effect of that all over the world actually. But for us as Muslims, we submit ourselves to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one important thing for us to figure out the ways of halal and haram, that if something that is forbidden, something that is haram, anything that would lead to it, anything that a person would help people to commit haram, it becomes haram itself also, becomes a sin also. So what does that mean? We know that drinking intoxications is haram. Drinking wine is forbidden. It's haram for us. It's a sin. Can a person work as a bartender, for example? He's not drinking. He says, I don't drink it. I just serve it to people. Is that permissible? Of course not. Yes, there's a hadith that specifically mentions that, but it doesn't make sense that it's haram for me, but it's okay for me to make it easy for people. Haram things or sins are evil. So how can a person be that sincere and truthful to others when he is making it easy for them to enter the hellfire or to be indulged into evil, even if it's to a non-Muslim? It doesn't matter, because the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to all mankind. So as a result of that, imagine instead of being a cashier in a bank, and forgive me for the example, that if a person is in a prostitution place, for example, and he's helping people to commit such an act, is it something that is decent for a person to do? Of course not. Why? Because it's a sin. The same thing. If you are helping people to commit this sin, which is far more sinful than committing fornication, riba is far more worse. How is that? The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the authentic hadith, dirham riba, which means one dirham, like 1 cent, of usury is worse as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than 36 acts of fornication. So by you helping people to do that, this is something that definitely not permissible. What can you do? Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for those who to leave something for the sake of Allah, Allah would replace it by something better definitely. Look for another job and seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have the good expectations and the certainty that if you leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely it would be replaced by something that is better for you. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would make ways for such a person out and provides for him or her from ways that they don't expect. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ.